T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
803-0550 to join us. Let's go to the Wester hotline. We're going to bring in Jeff Hobson from Bengals.com because they're on the schedule and there's some interesting storylines, including a new coach in Cincinnati with Zach Taylor. Jeff, it's Howard and Sal and Brayton here in Buffalo. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Guys, thanks for having me on. How's everything up there?
We're good. It's beautiful. It's hot. It's wonderful. And we're enjoying summer. We're getting in our last days of freedom before football begins.
Best kept secret in upstate New York is Buffalo, New York.
You're a good man. You're always welcome on this show, Jeff. Hey, so listen, you get to cover a new coach for the first time in forever in Cincinnati. What have you learned so far about Zach Taylor, and what do you think that change means to the Bengals going forward?
Well, they're banking on Zach Taylor's offensive creativity and his background with Sean McVay. They're banking on that 35, a core of an offense. Still pretty good. They've got Joe Mixon, the leading rusher in the AFC. They got 2 1,000-yard receivers in A.J. Green and Tyler Boyd. They got a quarterback who's a won 58% of his games. So they feel like with a little bit of a shot of new X's and O's that they can revive this thing that's still got a lot of talent there.
You know what, Jeff, you mentioned Andy Dalton, who, of course, will forever hold a special place in the hearts of Bills fans and is an unofficial Western New Yorker. But with him, it's interesting. He's won. You mentioned 58%. They've been in the playoffs with him. And yet it seems like for the last few years there's been a debate about, is he their guy? You know, they went and drafted Ryan Finley, but middle round. So where do you think the Bengals stand? What is the feeling about Andy Dalton in that town as the continued quarterback of the franchise?
Well, Mike Brown basically said it at the spring meetings. Andy's got 2 years left on his deal, and we'll see what happens this year. But I can tell you what's going to happen. He's going to have a good year. You know, what they plan to do, I'm not sure, you know, because the number, you know, the salary is going to be as such. What do you do with a guy that, is obviously a very good quarterback? Is he a $30 million guy? My opinion, he is, just because they're so rare. And I think he's really going to be in sync with what Zach Taylor's doing. I think he ends up being a quarterback here for 4, 5, 6 more years, because I think he's going to respond to what Taylor's going to do. It's going to be a run-oriented. It's going to be an offense a lot like Los Angeles. You looked at Todd Gurley, how much they relied on the running game, how much they relied on motion, how much they relied on play action. Andy is a very good play action quarterback. Whenever he's had a solid running game, he's been very, very good, and I expect him to have a very big year.
Jeff, I actually do like the Bengals starters a lot more than I thought I would. When you look at their team, you're right. I think they do have a good core coming back offensively. And defensively, maybe a few more questions on defense. The depth, not as much, but I mean, every team deals with that. They have some questions. But I am curious about Zach Taylor. You know, yesterday I was on here and I said, I think that they hired a guy that really doesn't have a ton of qualifications. It was just because of being linked to Sean McVay and what they were able to do. So if I were a Bengals fan, I think that would be my biggest concern, is the head coach, his experience or lack thereof, and what he brings to the table. You know, what are your thoughts on all of that as far as his youth and inexperience?
Well, I think, I think the big thing is he hasn't gone through a whole season calling a game yet. He did it for 12 games in Miami on an interim basis. I think, though, the other stuff, I think, is what exactly they were looking for. You know, they had it's not like Zach just popped onto the screen. He was one of the Bengals were one of 3 teams that interviewed him. And, yes, he's young, but I think the thinking is, look, if he's going to be the next big thing in a year or two, jump on him now. And I think what they were looking for was a guy who had a fresh approach with in a modern modern kind of a setting. I mean, this is no knock on Marvin Lewis, but he's an old school guy, and the club had not responded to that. And I think they were looking for a guy with a fresh new wave approach, a guy who was on the same page with them personnel wise. And I think when they talked to Zach and they interviewed him, and they had a bunch of interviews with him, one long one. And I think they felt like his vision was what they were looking for. The guy's got a plan. Say what you will about having a lack of experience, but he's got a plan. He's been in. He hasn't really hesitated on that. He's got a vision, and I think he watched McVay do it. And say what you will or want about McVay, he's been very successful. And I think they're banking on this. You know, it's a copycat league. You know, they're banking on what Sean did offensively and what he did around the building on transferring that. And I think, you know, you'd have to say they've been pretty successful with that. The Rams have, and if they can transfer it here. Now, if it's a year or two early, you know, if you get the guy and he's got to learn on the job, but you feel like you've got a guy that's got a vision and can get what you think has to get done out of, because I think people would tell you around the league they've underachieved with this roster. They feel like they've got the personnel. They got to take that next step coaching-wise, and if you feel like this is the guy that can do it X's and O's, then, you know, I think they feel like it's kind of like the opposite of when you're getting rid of a guy, get rid of him a year too early instead of a year too late. Well, if this guy is one of the next breed of coaches, then get on him a year too early.
With, I know we spent the whole segment on offense, but overall, Jeff, if you look at the Bengals' overall offense, defense, special teams, even coaching, since you just addressed Zach Taylor, where do you think are the biggest questions about the 2019 Bengals going into camp?
Well, you know, it's interesting, you know, because if I had described this team to you without putting a name on it, quarterback that wins 58% of his games, 2 1,000-yard receivers, the defending AFC rushing champion, on defense you have two Pro Bowl pass rushers and 3 first-round corners, you'd say, boy, that's a pretty good team.
Mm-hmm.
But you say the Bengals, and the national pundits automatically say 6-10. You know, but I think the biggest thing obviously is up front on the offensive line. It's in transition anyway.
Yep.
And then they lost their first round pick in Jonah Williams. Old friend Cordy Glenn is going back out the left tackle.
Yep.
And they got to figure. So that's a question mark. Linebackers is a big question mark. Old friend Preston Brown. Had his first injury late in the year. I mean, he had never been hurt in 4 years in Buffalo when he arrives in Cincinnati and he gets hurt in the opener, and he was never really right. So they're hoping with him healthy, that's going to give them a lift. But I think the big thing on defense, they had no idea what they were doing last year in a new scheme, and they went and they finished 32nd. If they could just finish 18th, you know, with that offense, they wouldn't have won just 6 games. So I think they feel like they just get back to the basics and they play fast on defense. They've got enough talent to get them through.
Yeah, I was going to ask it. I'm sorry. I was just going to say with the defense, right? They're good up front and they're good in the secondary. Is the question the linebacking core?
Right. That's right. Yeah. I think that's the question. They lost Perfect. They lost Vinny Ray. Perfect, obviously their best linebacker. Vinny Ray was their most experienced linebacker. So they drafted 2 kids. They hope to work out. But you know it is a rush and cover league, and they're pretty good there in that way. Now they got to get more consistent against the run. They were brutal against the run last year, but I think they feel like if they get back to basics, they've got enough talent. And I think it's a big picture deal too. You know, the last 2 years, this defense has taken almost 2,000 snaps, more than 2,000 snaps in the last 2 years. They've just been on the field too damn much, and I think they feel like if they run the ball, control the clock, you know, big picture thing, let special teams dictate it a little bit. They got enough talent to make it run at 9-7, 10-6.
Talking Bengals, one of the Bills' opponents as we continue our training camp previews. And Bengals.com is where you'll find the work from Jeff Hobson. Jeff, thanks. Thanks again for coming on with us. We always enjoy having you on the show.
Really appreciate it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.